Your father gave you your money. How can you, like, don't say shit to me. Your father gave you your money. You ain't worked for it, motherfucker.
But it just goes to show that that racism will always be a part of the world, a part of America. And, you know, hate, you know, in America, especially for African-Americans, is living every day.
Whoa! History. And Bryce Harper wants a piece of Hunter Strickland. Here they go. Strickland lands a punch. Harper lands a punch. Bench is empty.
Tribe members, welcome. Yes, don't adjust your screen. YouTube does add a couple hundred pounds. I am Dave Love. With me is my boy, the Lionheart, Richard.
What's up, guys?
And this man right here is Mr. Two Plates himself.
What up, y'all?
Eric.
What's happening?
Thank y'all for joining us. This is our first episode video on YouTube.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for clicking on this YouTube channel.
Thank you for watching.
Mm-hmm. How was everybody week? First off,
long as hell.
Long and busy.
It's a Memorial weekend.
It's still been long as hell.
Mm, okay.
It's like we get a holiday at work, but we make up for it throughout the week when we go back.
So, I just want to give a quick shout out before we start getting into these topics.
Go ahead, man. Do your thing.
All right. I want to give a shout out to this young lady named Mia Fayetti. She's from New Jersey. She's a sophomore in high school, okay? And she threw a perfect game, like perfect. She struck out in the playoffs, struck out 21 batters, struck out. No hits, nothing. Struck each and one of them out. And a game before that, she struck out 15 batters the first game. So I just want to give her a shout out. She has 61 strikeouts in 25 innings across four playoff games, only allowing four hits. That's pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, that's real nice. Man. I'm impressed. Go ahead, girl. What's her name? Mia?
Mia, uh-huh.
Handle your business.
Man, that's
Mia.
Pretty good. I mean, you ever see how they,
oh, the underhand, yeah.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And it be coming out. It's a curve and it comes up at you. I don't know. It's hard to
that's
swing
nice.
At that.
Impressed.
Well, I just want to give a quick shout out. All right, tribe listeners. So, we already know what's going on this week, what's coming up.
What's coming up, Dave?
So we're going to dive right into it, right?
Yeah.
We're going to dive right into the NBA. No, I don't want to talk about the NBA. I want to talk about what's first right now. And that's MLB made some news this week. The MLB.
Yeah.
MLB, fellas. Okay. So, I don't know if you guys heard, but Bryce Harper and Strickland got into a fight and had started a brawl. Strickland threw a 98 miles per hour fastball, hitting the guy on the hip. Bryce Harper got mad and went after him. Long story short, Strickland got suspended for 6 games, and Harper got suspended for 4. But I
it
think
was 4. He appealed it, but now so now it's 3.
Yeah.
So right away, what is your reaction to this brawl?
I saw the play. I saw what happened and everything. But, I mean, if I was Bryce Harper, I would have done the same thing. That dude, it looked like he did it on purpose. He threw it so hard and hit him right. Yeah, like you said, it was like the up lower back, right? And towards the back end. Bryce Harper was hot. I saw him grab his helmet, throw it. And even the pitcher thought it was going to hit him. But he threw it to the side, and they started going at it. But I agree with Bryce Harper. I would have done the same exact thing.
What about the suspension? Do you agree with the suspensions that they handed out?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Eric?
I seen the play. I mean, it was definitely intentional. You know what I'm saying? But that fight, come on, y'all, be real. That was a weak-ass fight. them punches they was doing was just... I mean, I thought because Bryce Harper went out there like a beast. I thought he was finna really do some damage. He was heated.
Yeah.
But then he get out there and start throwing these little weak ass punches and shit. They say the biggest hit was when Samardzija came out and him and Michael Morse.
Yeah.
They collided. That was the biggest hit
in
the fight.
Was,
I mean, that's sad as hell. I mean, Bryce, he's a hell of a baseball player, but fighting is not his thing.
Well, let me just say this. Strickland, for sure, you know, definitely should be suspended for those games. It was intentional, and the way you see it is intentional. I guess it was like 3 years earlier, they had a playoff game, and Harper scored like two runs, I guess, on
him. He had two home runs. That's what it was, yeah.
So, I mean, to have a grudge that long, three years, and then his catcher, Posey, kind of threw him under the bus. He was like, oh, there's no need for that in baseball. He basically was saying that, because he didn't interfere. He didn't come up to help him or anything. He just like, what's going on? So that's where you know this wasn't planned out. It was just planned out with Strickland.
It was personal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He didn't tell anybody his plans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were just like, you know, say what's going on. But yeah, he deserved to be suspended, whatever, a couple games because he did hit a guy. I mean, 98 miles an hour, man. Yeah. I got hit by a baseball, and there was nowhere near that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get hit by a baseball.
And that shit hurts. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't 98.
No matter where it hits you, it hurts. Yeah. And I don't blame Harper, but if I was the league, I'd be shaking Harper's hand. Because if Harper didn't go up there and confront him, it would have just been a regular play, whatever, and they would have brushed it off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But since he went at him, the MLB made news this week. I mean, seriously, if I was in the office of the MLB, I would shake Harper's hand. Wouldn't even give him a suspension. Be like, thank you, my friend. Because you made news this week for our business, for our company. Because he did.
You mean to tell me that Houston Astros, what they doing right now, that's not making news. That's not a big deal right
now. Thank you, Eric.
Ain't nobody talking about that.
Wait. Do you see them on front of these sports pages or newses or anything?
I mean, not yet. I got to give them credit, though. You know what I'm saying? Them Houston Astros, they looking right now how my Cubs did last year.
Mm, okay.
This is what the Cubs was doing last year.
Yeah,
last year. And you see how that ended. Uh-huh. I'm not saying the Astros gonna have the same fate.
Don't get my hopes up.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't get my hopes up.
But right now they is balling.
That's funny you said that.
People should be talking about them right now.
It's funny that you said that because somebody said that the Cubs are looking like how the Kansas City Royals was looking.
Yeah.
The year after they won the championship.
Oh, okay.
Who's that? I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
That's what's the word on the streets. But anyways, all right. Our next topic is Mike Trout. He got injured, his finger, whatever. He's out for 6 to 8 weeks. Now, this isn't a big topic, but I'm just saying, he is the best player possibly in the league.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
So it's like LeBron James in the NBA going out for 6 to 8 weeks. Does that impact at all for the MLB? Eric, I'll go with you.
I mean, I'm going to say from a fan standpoint, it do a little bit. But how good is Anaheim doing in baseball?
They're not doing that great. Not good at all.
I mean, I feel bad for Trout, though, because, I mean, he, like you say, he's the best player, arguably the best player in the game right now, but he has no help. You know, that team is real bad. They've been bad for a while. They're going to be bad for a long time because of all that money they invested in the Albert Pujols, you know, Josh Hamilton. You know what I'm saying? I feel bad for dude, but I mean, yeah, it's a hit for baseball because, like I say, he's the best player in the game, you know. So yeah, he's gonna be missed.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll be more missed as far as Los Angeles fan base, the Angels fan base because, I mean, there's so much going on. You mentioned the Astros, you know, and everything. Yeah, he still is the best player in the league, but fans, I don't really think go to games to go see him. You know what I'm saying?
I think they do.
I don't think they do. But
their fans?
No, like nationally, the whole league. I don't see them coming just to go see him. You know what I'm saying? So I just think it's just the Angels fans because they were barely relevant with him on the team. So now they are totally irrelevant. I mean, they're barely.
Oh yeah, I agree with that.
You know, they're really nothing right now. Yeah. So, I mean, it sucks that he got hurt. And like you said, it sucks that he has this contract he has to fulfill to be with the Angels.
And it's not his contract. It's the contract they gave, like, Albert Pujols and Josh Hamilton. And
that
pitcher they got, you know, I forgot his name. But, you know, that's they tied up in, you know, those investments. That's the reason why they can't progress.
Rich.
I mean, it's a big name to go down. He is the AL MVP, right? I think he won last year.
Yeah, I believe you're
right. Yeah, so he is the reigning AL MVP. I feel bad for him because, I mean, he's a good guy and everything. And you know, this sucks that he got hurt and he's going to give me out a lot of weeks. I mean, 6 weeks, you said?
Yeah, six to eight weeks. Yeah.
Six to 8 weeks.
That's 2 months.
They're in our division. They're in the Astros division. Mm. And they are doing bad. They're at 500, like straight at 500.
That's not bad. I thought it was worse. I thought it was a lot worse.
Well, they're second in the division with us.
Oh, okay.
So they got three teams below them, but he's such a big name. Like it's like it's kind of like J.J. Watt when he got hurt. He was a big name in the NFL, and whenever he got hurt, I mean, it is a big deal. But like you were saying, you don't feel like a lot of people come to see him besides the home team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I hope he gets better and everything, but. I mean, I don't feel too bad because, I mean, they're in our division, so the more help we get is better.
That's a selfish attitude.
Man, we want from that. That's how I feel.
What do you fans think? What do you tribe members think? Do you think it's a big loss for the MLB for the next 6 to 8 weeks, or you just think that, you know, MLB is fine and it's not just based on a great player? It's based on teams.
I mean, I think it's a big loss. If you compare dude to LeBron James, you're saying he's the LeBron James damn near of
because
baseball.
Because he's the best player.
I mean, if you lose LeBron James in the NBA, that's going to be a huge deal. So, I mean, I feel the same way about Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't, but, you know.
You do want to say he's the LeBron James of baseball.
No, I'm just saying I don't miss him. That goes for LeBron James, too. But anyways, that's a different subject for a different day. You know, if, like, Vince Bogus was here, you know, I would dispute him with that, but he's never going to show up. He's scared. But anyways, that's it for the MLB I have. We're going to go straight into the NFL.
This guy's just dodging the NBA.
That's all right. I'm ready to
say. Hey, save the best for last.
Go ahead, man.
What you got, dog?
We're getting to this NFL stuff
here. Go ahead, man.
Okay? First question I got for everybody, okay?
Uh-huh.
The New York Giants CEO says that if they were to sign Kaepernick, that would have led to bad fan backlash. Do you agree with his assessment?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be bad fan backlash no matter where he go. They was talking about, what's the team he was trying to sign with?
Seahawks.
They was talking about the Seahawks was saying that not only was it bad fan backlash, they were saying that the reason that they don't want him to sign with the Seahawks is because of, like, he's like, why would you want to bring in a rival? You know, this guy was a rival for Seattle a couple years ago in San Francisco. So why would you want to bring him in? It's not even about the whole, you know, not standing for the national anthem thing anymore. It's just like, why would you want to bring him in when he's our rival? Yeah. But, I mean, I still feel like he's a decent talent. You mean to tell me he's not even good enough to be a backup quarterback in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at, you know what I'm saying, at least probably a third of the starters in the NFL. I think he's probably better than them. So, I mean, he's getting blackballed, and it's sad because he is a decent young talent that should be in the NFL, but for whatever reason, well, we know the reason, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I would agree with you to a certain point that, okay, he might be getting blackballed a little bit, but I don't think it has everything to do with it. I mean, me and you, Rich, we talked before, and we weren't talking about this guy, you know, 2 seasons ago when Blaine Gabbert beat him out for the starting position. You know what I'm saying? He lost his starting position to Blaine Gabbert. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying he's a bum or anything, but he diminished after Harbaugh left, you know? So whether you want to take it with a grain of salt, is he better than a lot of these backup quarterbacks? Yes.
Yes, he is.
You know, and better than maybe a small handful of starters, yes. But they're also a lot younger than he is.
Mm-hmm.
They want to build for the future, so that's why they have him in there. Rich, do you agree with the Giants, you know, the CEO saying this, admitting this? What is your reaction to his comments? And
no, I agree because, I mean, there, like Eric was saying, there is going to be a lot of fan backlash on this. And Eric, you were saying that, you know, why not bring him in as a backup or whatever? But if he's not going to be a starter, if he's not going to be a starter for a team, why even bring him in for a backup? Because you're going to get that backlash. I would bring him in despite, you know, backlash if he was going to be the starter of my football team. But if he's just going to be riding the bench, why bring that kind of drama onto your team? So I agree with him of not for not bringing in Kaepernick. I don't really feel Kaepernick's going to land anywhere And that's not because of our bet. The Seahawks were the only team to bite on him. And
that we know of. That we know of. I mean,
I haven't heard any little tidbits of any other team trying to get
him. I mean, the fact of the matter is, football is a violent game. I mean, the quarterback can go down at any time. Wouldn't it be nice to have a backup quarterback?
I'm sure when that happens,
likes of a Colin Kaepernick.
I'm sure when that happens, if that happens to a team where their quarterback goes down, I'm sure he'll still be available. I just don't see a team picking him up.
It's just like my Bears, man. If something happened to Mike Glennon, I mean, we got Mark Sanchez. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
now.
I would rather have Colin Kaepernick.
He's hurt.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be back, but I'd rather have Colin Kaepernick than Mark Sanchez. Like I said, he's way better.
The Bears just drafted the savior, Mitchell Trubisky.
He's the future. He's not the savior. He's not the present. You know, he's not going to do nothing this year. I'm talking about, you know, right
if
now.
If he's not the present, if he's not the right now, then why are they paying all that money?
Hey, man, you got to, you know, invest. You got to invest in
I'm
your
just, I'm over here with you. No, but I give credit to the CEO, I mean, to the Giants, because I know people are going to say, oh, that's messed up that he's blacklisted because he stood up for what he believed. And then you got these, you know, domestic abusers or whatever and still get all these second and third chances, you know. I understand that, but the Giants are actually being a little consistent here because last year they got rid of their kicker, Brown.
Yeah, Brown.
When he admitted that he did abuse his wife, never got charged at that time, they got rid of him.
They got rid of him before.
You know what I'm saying? So at least they're being a little consistent on what their beliefs are. I'll give him that credit. It's sad if he is getting blacklisted for this.
Which he is.
But at the same time, you know, I don't think all the teams are blacklisting him as far as...
At least as that's 90% is.
See, you say that, but I still stick with my argument that he wasn't playing good last year.
But he had 11 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
But how many wins did he have?
Very bad team. I mean, come on. Can nobody. You could put Tom Brady on that team last year. They weren't going to win.
You sure about that?
I'm positive about that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not even about...
Well, he's the GOAT. What are you talking about?
But you put him on that team, he ain't going to win.
All right.
So, I mean, he played decent for what, you know, he
okay,
did.
Well, how about this? Maybe not Brady, but what if you put a Coach Belichick on that team?
Still wouldn't win. You think Belichick going to go over there and win?
Nah, I'm just messing with you. But no, I kind of agree with Rich. I don't think he was playing that good. I didn't think he was that good when he took him to the NFC Championship game.
Or to the Super Bowl.
I didn't think he was
that
good.
I thought he was good during that time.
I just don't agree with him not being in the NFL right now. I think he's...
I agree with you.
You know, it's sad that he's not on the roster. I'm not saying as a starter, but he should be on somebody's
team.
You
said he's not going to make the roster this next season.
Yeah,
he's
going to get signed.
You?
Yeah, he's going to get signed.
Before the season?
Before the season starts. Before preseason.
Don't talk about our bet. Like, for real, you think so?
I really believe that. I'm surprised. I really thought Seattle was going to get him this week.
Our bet was before the preseason, right?
It don't matter. He gonna get
no, but that's what our bet was.
Yeah, we can make it preseason. We say it regular season. I'll make it preseason.
Okay, let me put that on my notes.
Go
right
ahead.
Here.
Before the preseason, he will be signed.
Type that down right here.
Tribe members, do you agree that do you agree with the CEO of the Giants that they would have got bad fan backlash? Go ahead and put it in the comments or and write to us. See if you guys agree that they would have got backlash. Okay, the next topic I got is, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. You ready? The NFLPA spokesman, right, put in a statement saying rookies should try to emulate their careers after Gronkowski.
Mm.
What in the world? What is your reaction to that, Eric?
Man, it's my first time hearing that, and I am dumbfounded just to even hear something like that. I mean, don't get me wrong, Gronk.
What they were
Gronk
saying
seems like a good dude.
What they were trying to say was because he promotes his own brand, whatever, in a good way or whatever. I guess that's what they're trying.
But
to
I mean,
say.
He's also one step away from being Johnny Manziel. This dude likes to party
he
too.
He likes to party.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not sure I would be telling my rookies or the rookies to look up to, you know, Gronkowski as somebody that you should, you know, emulate as you get your football career started.
Yeah. I mean, with all the big names out there, I mean, you got Larry Fitzgerald, you got J.J. Watt, you got a bunch of
other. You got to put J.J. Watt up in there,
is he not a good guy?
Go ahead, man.
All right, he's a good guy. There's a lot of other NFL players out there that they should emulate. Gronk is a party animal. You even said even after the Super Bowl win, like he was jumping around acting like he actually did something. I mean, he's always been a party animal ever since he came into the league. I remember, I think his first year he got busted with a porn star, and the porn star took a picture of both of them, and like he was just,
his rookie year.
Yeah, I think it was his rookie year. He had his shirt off, and they just got finished partying. I would not want my rookies to look after look up to this guy. I mean, there's just so many other players out there. What about you, Dave?
All right, fellas. Let's not avoid it, and let's point at the elephant in the room. And I'm not talking about Rich. Joking aside. Are you kidding me? They came out and made this statement.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, I know you're a Patriots fan.
Oh, no, I'm far from a Patriots fan.
You know, I knew you were Tom Brady
fan. I'm being serious here. I'm being serious here.
All right.
Let's say, would they have said this if this man's skin tone was a darker shade? Let's be for real here.
I'm not throwing race into this.
No, come on, man. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
I mean, honestly. Yeah, they gave so much backlash and criticism of Odell Beckham having that little party on his boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. You're going to say, okay, the league is 75%, you know.
African American. Yes, sir.
25%. Caucasian. You're telling me you had to go in the minority to find a prime example? You know what I'm saying? I'm being for real. If this guy was Odell Beckham or Ezekiel Elliott or anybody of that color, would they have said this?
But I got to disagree with you on Odell Beckham. They weren't upset that he was partying.
Zeke too.
They were upset that he did it before a playoff game. That's what they were upset about. They weren't upset that he was out there drinking with his friends or whatever. It was just about that he did it before a playoff game.
I don't know. I mean, the spotlight on Odell Beckham is a little brighter than other people. Just like this whole him missing the OTA thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the big deal about that?
I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, I mean, they're making a big deal about, you know, since Beckham missing the OTAs and when they are voluntary, meaning he don't have to be there unless he really want to.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but then you got other guys from other teams like, you know, Eric Berry from KC, Justin Houston, Marcus Peters. Even the guy from his own team.
They didn't get spotlighted.
Olivier Vernon. Uh-huh. No, I mean they're not broadcasting it the way they is for Odell Beckham.
Mm-hmm. Well, Odell Beckham wants the attention. So whenever you beckon
not
for that
attention, type of attention.
No, but when you beckon for the attention, you can't pick and choose what kind of attention you get. If you miss the practice, they're gonna be on you. If you go out partying, they're gonna be on you. If you make a touchdown, they're gonna be on you.
But we're talking about voluntary OTAs.
Look at Cam Newton, how much they were on him about his touchdown celebrations. This man is fine. This guy should be they should emulate with Cam Newton. What Cam Newton do anything? He's just having a good time. He works on Nick Network. Does a lot of stuff with the kids. He's fine.
And
he's
Cam, but they think he's a showboat. They think he's arrogant and he's cocky.
And what about Gronk? But Gronk's, that guy.
Oh, no, I'm not saying Gronk. I'm not saying Gronk's not either.
He's a cool frat boy.
Oh, no.
He's a cool frat boy.
No.
I mean, really. Let's be honest here. I don't want to bring it in, but it's staring right at me when I look at this. To emulate Gronkowski. Come on, man. You partying like this. You're going on WWE shows, pretending you're a wrestler, having a cruise vacation, the Gronkski, whatever the hell it was called, just with him featuring him and everything. You know what goes on those cruises.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, come on now.
Yeah.
So it's like you want them to emulate this man?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not putting Gronkowski on blast. There's nothing wrong. He never got in trouble with anything or anything like that, or got caught, whatever, fine. No. It has nothing to do with him. But I'm just saying...
He's not a role model.
I'm not saying he's not a role model, but for them to say he's... the rookie should act like that? Really?
No, I agree with you on that. I just don't...
I agree, too.
I just don't agree with the race thing. Because Johnny Manziel, he's white, and he went partying. The camera was on him. They blasted him. And he's not black. So that's
not,
what I'm
not,
saying.
Not the NFL.
But that's because Johnny Manziel, he put partying over his craft, his career, the NFL. You know, partying was more important.
But I'm still saying that he's white, and they still blast him in the same way they're probably doing.
Well, then here's
another
thing. If he was on any other team, Wouldn't he be more criticized because they didn't win?
Who?
Gronkowski. He's on the Patriots. They're winners.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If he was on a losing team or any other team, wouldn't he be more criticized?
Don't you think if they was going to, you know what I'm saying, compare somebody that they want their rookies to be like, wouldn't it be Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Why is it Gronk? I mean, you would think they would want everybody, you know, people to be more like Tom Brady.
Or, I know it's just his second year he's coming, or Dak Prescott, or Von Miller, or somebody. You know what I'm saying? Why is it Gronkowski when, to me, they're saying because he promotes his brand the right way. So what do you mean about, he promotes his
brand? What brand is that?
That's what I'm saying. That's so what the NFLPA is saying.
So it's not about playing and, you know, being a good player. It's all about, like
that's what they're saying they should emulate. Yeah.
Come on, man.
To emulate how to show your brand off in that fashion. When there's other guys who shown in that fashion, if not better, but they didn't say their names.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole tiff of them. But you're going to go with Gronkowski, whose team, might add you, won the championship without his ass.
Yeah.
To me, I think he's overrated, but that's another topic for
even though you did draft him first in fantasy football last year. You know, he's overrated, but you drafted him first in fantasy last year.
He fucked me over.
Whoa. You know what that means. It's time for rapid reaction.
Good. Right. I got my toilet paper ready.
Do you? All right. You got your timer ready because you got 10 seconds. All right. I'm going to go to you, Eric.
Yes, sir.
Kyrie Irving landed the cover of NBA 2K18. That honor usually is usually meant for a standout player in the NBA. Is he deserving over everybody?
Kyrie Irving is an assassin.
Assassin?
I'm talking about this dude is cutthroat. Oh, yeah. He is definitely your top 10 in the NBA right now. Go ahead, Kyrie. Okay. Good for you.
All right. Dave, Austin Rivers had some choice words when asked about Big Baby, saying that Big Baby was constantly out of shape, late to practice, and didn't remember plays whenever he was with the Clippers. Big Baby responded by telling him, "Your father gave you your money. Don't say shit to me. You ain't work for it, motherfucker." You ain't work for a motherfucker. That's what he said.
Damn.
Should Austin Rivers just shut up and not say anything?
Well, I mean, he's going to stand up for his dad in that personal level. But, yeah, I mean, Austin Rivers isn't really that good to me personally. So what's the big deal? They both, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Irrelevant.
All right, Eric. Brock Osweiler says he can absolutely be a starting QB. And the proof is in the film.
Especially that playoff.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think Brock, I don't know what the hell he on. I don't know what film he been watching.
They in drug testing.
He did have a couple good games for Denver, but that was a couple years ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
I don't know what.
He was drinking the same thing you are right now.
What's that, man? Sipping. Is it me or you?
All right, Dave. Dave, it's up to you.
Yeah.
The four-time Masters champ Tiger Woods got busted with a DUI over the weekend. Is it sad to see a man who was on top of the world fall so hard?
You know what's sad? All these critics attacking him about this shit and didn't know the facts. They all thought, when this came out, that he was, you know, DUI. Mm-hmm. And it came out, it wasn't that. It was prescription pills. Say what you want. And I know this is rapid reaction. I should be done by now. But he could have just, you know, mixed something together that he wasn't supposed to. But there, before they got the facts, they were ripping this man apart. Yeah. Oh, you put so many people in danger and this and that. Well, maybe stuff happens, people. What do you think normal people got to go through? Sometimes stuff happens where you just mix something with they didn't think was not going to mix good.
Yeah.
You know, his alcohol level was zero. That's what's sad.
You know what's sad is in today's world, people who are on the ground, they like to just keep on kicking them. Because Tiger Woods he's struggling right now. But either way, we could keep on going around.
Right, we could.
I know it was rapid.
My comments to myself. Go ahead, man. What else you got?
All right, Eric. LeBron's house was vandalized a couple of days ago with racist graffiti. LeBron responded by saying, "No matter how much money you have, no matter how famous you are, no matter how many people admire you, being black in America is tough. Do you agree?"
I absolutely agree. And the fact that they use that N-word. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people hate on LeBron. You can call him a crybaby or, you know, just, you know, an asshole or whatever. But to use that N-word, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just downright disrespectful and just...
And to take it to that level.
Yeah, that's absurd. I mean, come on, man. This is this man's house. This is... Again, you know what I'm saying? You're saying stuff that we need more than 10 seconds to talk about.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, I did so good, right?
But fact of the matter is, I mean, 2017, racism still exists. It always will exist. Yeah. This is a prime example. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's crazy. It's sad. And they, whoever did it should be ashamed of themselves.
All right, Dave. Colin Kaepernick has worked out with the Seahawks about a week ago and didn't land the deal as the Seahawks kicked off their OTAs. Will anybody pick him up?
Yeah. They'll pick him up when they need an emergency quarterback.
After preseason?
After preseason.
Cha-ching. All right, Eric. With a record of 38-16, ahead of the pace of the Cubs last year, just so you know, and riding a 7-game win streak, are this year's Astros as good as last year's Cubs?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
You know, I wouldn't say better, but they definitely on their level. Okay. You know, I can't hate on Houston. They balling right now. All right. You know.
All right, this is the last question, Eric. Oh, Dave. There was a Bleacher Report article that came out and said if Mike Brown leads the Warriors to a championship, he deserves another head coaching job. Is that true?
He deserved a head coaching job before these finals came about. I mean, come on, he coached LeBron to, you know, his record speaks for itself. He's a good coach.
Okay. Well, that's it for Rapid Reaction.
Next time, let it be rapid.
You're the one that kicked it off, man.
That one I couldn't be rapid about, man. I couldn't be rapid
about LeBron one, man. You can't be rapid about that, man. Okay. That's just
I just got a couple, two small, quick topics in the NFL. We're still in the NFL. This one just goes straight to you, though, okay, Eric?
Yes, sir.
The Chicago Bears. We got to represent Chicago. We Bears fans. Bear down, suckers. Bear down. But anyways, the Chicago Bears signed Victor Cruz for a 1-year deal. What do you think about this move?
I mean, I'm not going to punch my ticket to the Super Bowl just yet, but I mean...
NFC Championship game?
I don't know. I mean, the Bears, they've been doing this whole offseason, though, signing guys that, you know, has the potential to be somebody.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, no big names, you know, but people that can, you know, they got playmakers. You know, no big names, but guys that can get the job done.
Well, we were talking about that last week, I think, when I said, well, you know, Ryan Pace signed Reuben Randle.
Marcus Wheaton.
Kendall Wright.
And you got a dude from Pittsburgh.
You said him. Wheaton.
Yeah, Wheaton, my bad.
But anyways, you got these receivers now with Cruz, who are looking to rejuvenate what they had two seasons ago or a few seasons ago. You know what I'm saying? You got these guys with chip on their shoulders because they're all to small deals to prove themselves. They're all out to prove themselves and get a second chance. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting to watch. And plus, you got Cameron Meredith still there.
You got Cameron Meredith. You got Kevin White.
You know, he really needs
to step up. He really needs to step up. I'm talking about. He didn't play 4 games in 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
He really needs to step up. But we're going to see. I mean, I do like Cameron Meredith, though. He's a good young receiver.
I'm going to go to you, Rich. I just have one more little topic on the NFL people. Right. And tribe members, this goes out to you, too. Michael Vick wants a 1-day contract with the Atlanta Hawks so he can retire as a Hawk.
Right.
Do you think that Atlanta should do this for him?
Well, yeah, I would.
You would?
I'd give it to him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you wouldn't?
I would, but it came at a difficult time. Not a difficult time, a strange time for this to happen because Atlanta Hawks were just in the Super Bowl and the fans in that city were just getting over Michael Vick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this past season, they finally got rid of that Michael Vick shadow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they're all about Michael Vick. That's what I was leaning towards. And now to put his name in the forefront like this. I know it's something small, but when they're trying to go away from Michael Vick, they kind of bring him back. You know what I'm saying? But he does deserve to retire.
I mean, you gotta look at it, though. When he retired, he got to retire as either a Falcon, a Steeler, or, you know, an Eagle.
Yeah. But I'm just saying this is bad timing. That's all.
I mean, yeah, but he gotta retire as something. I mean, and let's be honest, he had his most success in Atlanta. Even though he did play pretty good in Philly. He had a couple real good years with Philly with Jackson and Macklin and Shady. But I mean his career really was, you know, at his best in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So I mean I agree with that.
What do you think, tribe members? Do you think that Michael Vick deserves this opportunity to retire as Atlanta Hawk or Atlanta Falcon, not Atlanta Hawk? Anyways, that's it, people, for the NFL. So I know you guys. What about the NBA? Well, let's go into the NBA. So you know what? Before we get into, you know, the main thing in the NBA, I just got a couple of things to talk about. First off, I'm going to talk about is there's reports that the Los Angeles Clippers are trying to hire Hall of Famer Jerry West into the office.
Just heard about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you think, Rich? What's your first reaction to this?
I mean, I just heard about this today, Tony, whenever you told me. I mean, but who wouldn't want him? And, you know, who wouldn't want to hire a Jerry West? So, I mean, I agree. I'd go after him, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, fact of the matter is they got to do something. They need somebody. Because what they've been doing for the past, what, 3, 4, 5 years, it just ain't been working. I mean, this team should have at least, you know, I'm not saying they should have won a championship by now. But, I mean, with that core, they should have done more than what they have done. You know what I'm saying? I mean, why not, you know, take a chance on a Jerry West to bring in, you know, a new face, a new voice, a new, you know, just perspective on the game and see what that do. Because what they've been doing ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and fact of the matter is, I think the Clippers going to start over anyway. Mm-hmm. I think Paul going to leave. I think Blake going to leave. So they're going to be rebuilding anyway. So why not bring in?
I think that's the why. That's one of the reasons why they want to try to get
to start
Jerry.
New. Start over.
I don't know. But Jerry West can persuade people to stay too and bring in free agents. I mean, look what he did with the Showtime Lakers. Look what he did with Shaquille O'Neal, did that deal with Orlando. He made that deal. You know what I'm saying? Look what he's doing with, I mean, it's not just him, but he's the, you know, the face of it. I mean, he is the logo, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So look what he's done over in Golden State. You know what I'm saying? He persuaded Durant to come over, too.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a good move.
He knows how to get free agents and possibly convince the core people in the Clippers to kind of stay if they want them. But
right,
you know
what you want them, though? That's the question.
I mean,
they haven't done nothing much to this point.
I don't know. My mind isn't as good as Jerry West. I don't know if Jerry West would think that core with other pieces around.
No.
But I know what this tells me is Doc Rivers needs to go as far as the front office part.
Mm-hmm.
He can stay as
a coach.
Yeah. But this is telling me Doc Rivers is having some troubles in that front office.
Yeah.
And they need a change. Whether it's Jerry West or somebody else, they need a change in that
front office. I say bring in Jerry West. But, you know, I mean, you got to rebuild.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well. Because you're not going to win with that core. So, you know, bring in Jerry West and just start from scratch. From day one and rebuild and, you know, try to build a winner. Like the Lakers doing.
All right, y'all. Let's just go ahead and get into this NBA Finals.
Snore.
Cleveland.
It's the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Starting up this week. Actually starts up pretty soon here. I'm not going to ask a general question. The only thing I'm going to say is I'm going to go to Rich first. And all I'm going to say is, what is your whole outlook of this NBA Finals? Say what you want to say, predictions, whatever. What do you have to vent about this Finals?
The outcome is I don't care. My interest is I don't care. Is this 2015 again? I mean, this is getting boring watching the same teams again.
I don't know, but they comparing these finals to Boston Lakers from the 80s.
Of course
they
are.
They saying it could be that good.
Of course they are. The NBA wants viewers. The NBA knows other than fans of the Cavs and the Warriors, other fans are getting bored. It's like,
but when was the last time we seen a finals that was this star studded? This many stars going at it. In the finals. You're talking about three straight years, the same teams.
Yeah.
But these are the two best teams in these conference, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
I mean, is it a choice?
For fans,
what about,
for people that aren't fans of the teams.
What happened to Miami versus San Antonio? They were star-studded, both teams.
Well, that was.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But
they were
both
number one
I still feel like this finals right here is a notch above that one.
You're being blinded by the NBA.
Nah, I mean, I'm just, I want to see, like I say, my thing
you're
is
being,
that,
you're being,
it's, man, it's all about, for me, that epic matchup, that LeBron James going at Kevin Durant going at LeBron James, this whole series. How could you not want to see that? The two best players on the planet going head to head for the whole series. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but man, I can't wait to see that shit, see what happened. You know, guys talking shit, you know, just going at each other and, man, balling out.
My thinking of this is I'm interested in seeing it to see which one's going to fail. Somebody's going to come out not on top just with the championship, but an individual's going to come out top and solidify their greatness, or and the other one's going to be demoted and their greatness, whether it's LeBron or Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant has been number two. Everybody's been saying he's been number two for years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have the Golden State Warriors team behind you. There's no excuse. I don't care if LeBron is the greatest in the world. But if you're the second greatest in the world, this is more than enough. You have no excuse. But same thing with LeBron. If you're the greatest and you're trying to trace the GOAT, you're saying, this is a notch under your belt. Mm-hmm. If you win this, to stop that conversation or actually begin that conversation realistically and say, you know what? We have to put him at least number two if he ain't number one. Because
mm-hmm.
if he wins this, there's no way you can tell me he's not number two or number one.
So my question is...
But at the same time, if somebody's going to lose...
Oh, yeah, somebody's going to lose.
Lose.
One of them's going to lose.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Kevin Durant has no excuse, honestly.
So this finals, is it more important for Kevin Durant, but, or is it more important for LeBron James?
Kevin Durant.
Because
you're talking about LeBron is chasing Michael Jordan.
But you know what? Even with this win, he'll... To a lot of people's eyes, he still won't be the GOAT.
You know what?
Oh, yeah, I agree, though.
You know what I'm saying? No. So it's more important for Kevin Durant, because if he doesn't win this...
It defeats the whole purpose of him coming to Golden State.
I can't call him the second greatest player in the world. I'm sorry. I cannot call him the second greatest player in the world.
Because let's be honest, the whole reason, why, why he came to Golden State was to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other reason. He want to sit up here and, you know what I'm saying, play like, oh, well, if I don't win, it's not the end of the world, and, you know, the sun will still come up the next day, which is true. But I mean, that's that weak-ass mentality that Kevin Durant has. He don't have that dog up in him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised one bit. If he don't win this year, I wouldn't be surprised one bit if he finished his career with zero rings. He's just weak-minded to me. To say some shit like that, he know this championship means everything to him. To come out and say that weak-ass shit, only you know what I'm saying? It says what I've been saying about him this whole time. He's fucking weak.
Mm-hmm.
That's some weak ass shit to say.
Mm-hmm.
He don't have that killer instinct. He don't have that. You know what I'm saying? So if he don't win this year, don't be surprised if he never win.
But there is an asterisk with LeBron James. Say the Cavs win the finals, right? But for him to be, like I said, clear number two, if not 1B, he's got to win the NBA Finals MVP. Because I have a feeling, I'm not saying Cavs are going to win, but if the Cavs win,
they will. They are.
I bet you if the Cavs win, Kyrie Irving, mark my words, Kyrie Irving will be the finals MVP. Now,
I can
if
see
that,
that
happens.
Yeah, I can see that.
That happens. Sorry, bud. You have to win that and finals MVP for you to be that 1B next to the GOAT.
Yeah, but he'll never take number one.
But you know what I'm saying? There'll be no discussions between. There'll be no discussions. He would be number two, if not 1B, forever. So, and they would have a little bit of a legitimate argument.
Has Michael ever lost in the finals?
No.
No.
That's the one thing that's always going to keep them apart. That's the one thing that's always going to say, no way MJ was better than
So
LeBron.
let's say LeBron win this finals, gets MVP, wins the next two or three against MVP. I mean, when it's all said and done.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that Chicago Bulls fans, most of them will say.
But I'm a Chicago Bulls fan.
You what?
Come on, man.
Man.
Well, you're different. You love LeBron.
I wouldn't put it like that. I'm a fan.
You love LeBron, man. Come on. You love LeBron. Okay, let me ask.
I'm a fan. I would say I love.
Any other.
You know, come on.
Loving.
Any other Chicago Bull fan will say, no way, because you're going to stick up for MJ, right? MJ's your guy.
MJ is my dude. MJ had that dog up in him. You know, MJ was, that's what makes him, one of the reasons what makes him the GOAT. But I'm talking about, if you think about, I'm talking about the greatest all-around player. LeBron is up there. I'm talking about scoring, defense, being a facilitator also. Not just, you know, I mean, all and do what he to do what he do on defense. The court, even though he's 6'9" and damn near 6'8", 280 pounds.
Did he ever win Defensive Player of the Year?
It's not about winning. I mean, because only one player a year gonna win that shit.
Jordan did.
You know, I'm just saying, just all around.
I'm just saying,
you
know, man.
Scottie Pippen said there's no comparison anymore because MJ was more clutch than LeBron will ever be.
And don't get me wrong, my thing with MJ is he did it in a different era. If you put Michael Jordan in this era right now, Mike gonna score at least 40 a game.
Oh yeah,
but I will have to disagree with you when you say like Bulls or Chicago fans. It's not Chicago fans who think he's the GOAT. It's actually
everybody.
Generational fans. Because if you're talking to these millennials, they didn't really see Jordan like we saw him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about these millennials and these newer group of young men watching and women watching these NBA games. You know, they're kind of like how we were with MJ. When we were kids, we were watching Michael Jordan. They're like this with LeBron. So, yeah, they're going to be more towards LeBron. Yeah. It's more generational because if you talk about, you know, not saying all generational, but I'm just saying the older, you know, fan base is on LeBron. On Jordan, you know what I'm saying? You can't convince them because that's what their eyes saw and this is what they pictured as him as the GOAT, you know? Any more topics you guys want to talk about? You guys agree with anything we say or didn't agree, whatever?
I just want to say I'm sorry my rapid reaction questions were so good that, and I needed more time with them. I knew they were like home runs from when I wrote them down, but I just wanted to say.
You know, you need more than 10 seconds to talk about a couple of stuff, I'm being honest.
All right, guys. Well, Tribe members, this is our first Tribal podcast on YouTube on video. We want to say thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. Please contact us. Where can they find us at?
On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, it's at the Tripod. And if you want to reach us via email, it's thetribecast16@gmail.com.
All right, everybody. I'm Dave Love for my boy Rich.
Thank you, guys.
Eric?
I'm going to say it again like I said last week, but I got it wrong. But, you know, like I said last week, there's no us without you.
All right, you got it right.
Appreciate y'all listening.
What you drinking? But anyways, thank you, everybody. Dream big, live bigger. Peace.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Vince, you're a bitch, man. All you gotta say is that you're not able to make it. Come in like an easy text or a call or something. Tell them how you feel.
The GOAT! Wow, the GOAT. GOAT my ass.
You got anything to say, Eric?
What up, Vince? Keep it real, dog.
Satisfied with your
bum ass. LeBron Bum James.
Hold up, man. Don't be dissing my boy like that, man.
He didn't even come to this defense.
I'm talking about LeBron. Why you dissing LeBron, though?